Like most platforms on the internet, YouTube has community guidelines for what you can and can't post to the site. Most of these rules are pretty straightforward, and for the most part, they aren't too restrictive to content creators, besides certain niches like firearms content, because, well, YouTube has an entire section in their policy restricting those kinds of videos. But tech YouTubers are starting to face similar kinds of limitations, and the worst part is there's really no guidelines to go on or the content we make about self-hosted and open source media tools. The policy violations are pretty much just at YouTube's discretion right now. The main one being YouTube's harmful or dangerous content policy. And it really speaks to the times we're living in when videos about free software can get lumped in with violent, extremist, and criminal content by YouTube. So, on its face, the harmful or dangerous content policy sounds like a standard rule that every platform has, which is basically don't do dangerous stuff without proper safety precautions just to get internet clout and don't encourage other people to do the same. And this sounds like a pretty reasonable rule, and if you're making home lab tech videos, you would think that the only way they could possibly be harmful or dangerous would be to make a video about washing your servers in the sink while they're still plugged in. But in addition to activities that may cause physical harm or death, YouTube also bundles in what is essentially an anti-piracy rule right here under digital security content. YouTube says that you're not allowed to make videos that show viewers how to get unauthorized access to software, content, or services that would usually require payment. So clearly, this is describing different forms of piracy, which is a bit of a stretch to describe piracy as harmful or dangerous, maybe harmful to the profits of streaming companies. But based on this rule, a video that teaches someone how to install a torrenting client and then go to the Pirate Bay and download a bootleg copy of a new movie would almost certainly get taken down and be in violation of this policy. YouTube obviously has agreements with copyright holders to prevent re-uploads to their website of copyrighted material, and over the years, they've broadened their rules to try and prevent people showing other ways of accessing that content for themselves. Now, here's where things start to get interesting. YouTube also considers content that provides instructions about how to download or access YouTube videos in an unauthorized manner to be harmful or dangerous as well. They don't outright state this in the harmful or dangerous content policy page, but if you do end up getting a strike on a video that the moderation system believes contains that type of content, then YouTube will tell you there that you're not allowed to show people how to download YouTube videos. So this is why videos about programs like YTDLP or even Revanced or other alternative YouTube front ends and video downloaders are getting taken down left and right, because they let you access videos in a way that YouTube doesn't like. Now, if you understand YouTube's business model, then you'll understand why they have a rule against this. Hosting videos costs YouTube a lot of money. They're paying the power bill for millions of servers across the world, not to mention the salaries of all the engineers that are maintaining that stuff. And the only way that YouTube, and Google for that matter, can get any profit return on that is by showing you ads and collecting data about viewer retention on videos so that they can optimize their algorithm, train their AI, and further improve their ads network. If you download videos and you watch them offline, then YouTube can't show you ads on the video or collect data about what parts of the video you like the most. Same goes for alternative front ends that let you stream videos from YouTube with all of that telemetry strained out. And YouTube does have a download feature and an ad-free viewing experience that is built into the platform, but it's only available for YouTube Premium members, not even the Premium Lite members. So these programs pretty much give you the same viewing experience as someone who is paying $13.99 per month for YouTube Premium. So it's understandable that YouTube doesn't want us outright teaching people how to use these tools. But a month ago, I got a strike and a video removed because it was considered harmful or dangerous content. Now, I disputed the strike and it was confirmed that the video violated YouTube's rules Now, my editors and I were genuinely perplexed about this, and when you reach out to YouTube support, they really avoid going into detail about your violation, which is ridiculous, because if you do TV, radio, or any other kind of broadcast, the powers that be will actually give you a lot of details about the violations if they claim that you made one. But I managed to wear down the support staff to the point that they actually gave me a timestamp of the violation in the video, and upon reviewing that video again, I saw that a video downloader program was shown as featured software in the Flatpak repo of Linux Mint for about 5 seconds. And this program could theoretically be used to download YouTube videos, but no instructions were given on how to use the software or how to download it. The Linux Mint Software Manager wasn't even the main focus of the video. It was only being shown to give context on how easy it is to install software on a JustWorks Linux distro compared to Windows. So it really seems like a stretch to consider this video in this context to be in violation of the harmful or dangerous content policy. And I think someone at YouTube ended up agreeing with me because the video was restored a little less than 2 weeks after it was taken down. But not everyone is as lucky as me. Linus Tech Tips, probably the biggest OG tech channel on this platform, got a strike in a video removed that was titled "De-Google Your Life Part 2 Ad-Free YouTube." In the last few minutes of that video, Linus went over how to use some alternative YouTube front ends like PeerTube and GrayJ that let you watch YouTube videos and videos from other websites for that matter without ads. Now, what's interesting is these apps are actually available in the vanilla Google Play Store. Google is literally making these apps available to you, but they don't want content creators teaching people about how to use them on their video platform. And if you're not allowed to make videos about PeerTube or GrayJ because it allows people to access YouTube videos in a way that YouTube doesn't like, meaning they're not seeing ads, then it begs the question if you're allowed to make videos about the Brave browser or about Firefox. Because Brave has a built-in ad blocker that works on YouTube, and of course, there's an ongoing cat and mouse game between Google and different ad block developers. Firefox, although it doesn't come bundled with an ad blocker, still supports manifest V2 APIs, which allows ad blockers like uBlock Origin to block YouTube ads. Another content creator who got a video removed then reinstated a day later was Jeff Geerling for his video, "I Replace My Apple TV with a Raspberry Pi," which demonstrates how to self-host your own media library, and all of the media that he used in this video came from DVDs and Blu-rays that he had legally purchased. So this video isn't teaching you how to do piracy in any way. It's not teaching you how to steal, quote unquote, content from YouTube or download it in an unauthorized manner. I mean, YouTube isn't even involved here. It's literally just like movies and TV series and stuff like that that comes on physical media. But clearly the moderation bots and the people working at YouTube, because when you appeal a video takedown, there's supposed to be a real live human being who knows YouTube's policies and watches your video and then decides whether or not it's in violation of them, they didn't agree that this was not piracy at first. And I think the main reason that Jeff's video was restored so quickly is because news of this takedown was starting to go viral on Twitter and other platforms. So Google is clearly ramping up their war against private and self-hosted media consumption. And again, if you understand their business model, you'll understand why Google is fighting. They offer free services, quote unquote, because you are the product. You get to consume content on YouTube in exchange for Google mining your data and your browsing habits. But people shouldn't have to guess whether or not a video will negatively impact Google's bottom line before they publish it. If Google really doesn't want content creators making this content, they should just come right out and say it. And for the sake of YouTube's own profitability, self-hosted media and YouTube downloaders are probably the worst thing that they could focus their content moderation on. There is rampant spam and scam bots on this platform, and scams being posted as content. New features are getting added and made a default option before they're fully tested and working. Being a good platform to make videos on is the reason that YouTube got to where they are today. But if content creators have to guess whether or not a video about something is going to get them banned, then this just straight up is not going to be a good platform for us to use. So yeah, just wanted to give y'all some background into what's going on with this goofy platform, and I'll probably be looking into other places to upload stuff as long as I want to keep doing it, because I have a feeling that a lot of the videos that I want to make are going to be considered harmful or dangerous.